Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is entitled Mistakes in Establishing Multiple Streams of Income. It doesn't matter what business you're in, but you can create multiple streams of income. A department store is a good example of how a business creates multiple streams of income. Simply because they have various different types of products that they sell within that store. Well, even if you have one product, you can multi-purpose it into multiple streams of income. The thing is that when people think of multiple streams of income, they're thinking of working for 10 or 20 different companies at the same time. Well, that's not ordinarily what we mean. So, doing four totally different businesses with different target markets is the wrong way to establish multiple streams of income. One, you appear schizophrenic to everyone you meet. Although she was a nice woman, I wouldn't recommend any of her four businesses to anyone because I just don't know where her time and energy are being spent or how well she would service a client. You waste time and energy working to capture the attention of multiple markets. Networking and building relationships take time. Most of the time, your different target markets are going to be hanging out at different meetings and places. To connect with them, you need to be here. You need to be where they are, and that's a lot of running around. Your mind has to keep track of systems and information for four companies. Between policies, specials, and product knowledge, you could spend a day each week just studying information. Don't get involved in too many businesses and kill any chance of success in any of them. How to create multiple streams of income the right way, and that is the big thing about what we want to talk about. How to create multiple streams of income, because as we said, if you are working three or four different companies, each company has their own system. You have to know that system. The only way I would suggest doing multiple streams of income is if the other product is something that you could use to market your main product. And it's not just working for companies that create multiple streams of income. It's also if you have a product that you can multi-purpose that product and create multiple streams of income. There are two ways to create multiple streams of income that make sense. Same target market, multiple offerings. Same offerings, multiple target markets. First place, to create multiple streams of income, you provide more products and services at the same target market. For example, a personal trainer might sell their clients hand weights, exercise DVDs, nutrition counseling, and fitness vacations. When you add the products and services to your mix, make sure that you understand your target market. Starbucks made a serious mistake in this category years ago when they assumed their coffee drinkers would like to buy the furniture found in Starbucks location. They did not. The website typed within a matter of months. However, Starbucks does have a number of multiple screens in their stores. They sell coffee machines, mugs, chocolate-covered coffee beans, and lunch items. You can also purchase their coffee and bottled Frappuccino in grocery stores. And I'm not sure if it's nationwide yet, but Starbucks just launched a line of ice cream. And yes, that is nationwide now. These items have added some nice multiple streams of income for them while serving their target market. Now, did you understand? Starbucks is a corporation. What did they do? They started out just selling coffee in stores. Then they created multiple streams of income because why? They found that by having Wi-Fi, they would have people that would come there and have meetings with potential clients or interview potential employees, or if they were self-employed, they would sit in Starbucks from morning to evening drinking their coffee and working on their computers. So what did they do? They thought of ways to create multiple products that people would want and offer lunch, but they didn't do it in a way that it was already, they had to cook it. What they did was they looked at it as, okay, people will buy sandwiches, so but let's make it healthy sandwiches. And then they started thinking about how they could sell their products in grocery stores. So if you get that kind of mindset in your head about your products, then you know what? You also could create multiple streams of income. The second way to create multiple streams of income is to market the same product or service to multiple markets. If you are a small business, and especially if you are a solopreneur, this approach is more difficult than the first one because you have to have the time to research and get in front of 2 to 3 different sets of people. For example, of an industry that does this well is the airline industry. They provide one service, flying people from one destination to another. Most airlines order to 3 distinct target markets. Excuse me. Most airlines cater to 3 distinct target markets: the business travel, the vacationers, and the affluent travelers. Airlines often travel Airlines offer levels of service for each distinct traveler. Affluent travelers pay a premium to sit in first class, get served meals off actual flights, get on and off the plane first. Airlines working to garner the business travelers offers a business class section with a bit larger seat than coach class, and touts the features of the airport lounges where business travelers can conduct meetings, log on to the internet, or relax away from the chaos of the main terminal. Lastly, airlines partner with hotels, travel agents, and travel websites to lure the next patient travelers to use their service. There are few benefits of offering a single service to multiple target markets. If you only have one service, you can keep refining and honing that service to make it the very best. If one target market stops or slows down, their purchasing, the business can focus on marketing more heavily to their other markets. We have seen this happen this year. Business travel is down, partly due to the economy, but partly due to the technology that allows web conferencing and online trading. As a result, airlines are stepping up their vacation packages and advertising to vacation travelers. And let me talk about that industry that they referenced, which was the conference industry. And this is an industry that I know well because I have been speaking for over 30 years. And that, just that industry and how that market has changed has shown how every other market has also changed. When I first started marketing myself as a professional speaker, guess what I had to do? I had to put together a media package. That meant I had to have a video of a training. So I had to hire someone to come in, do and videotape me while I was training a class. Then it had to be cut and spliced to fit whatever company I was trying to reach in being hired whenever they did their training. And you know what? Slowly, as the economy started changing in the 90s, so did the training field. Companies no longer worked with just one person and bought their product. What they did was they worked with multiple people. And instead of hiring people to come in and do the training for them and just buying their products, what would they do? They trained their staff. And that meant all they had to do was purchase from the independent trainer the product that they represented. And eventually, and also, as a professional speaker, you not only that you had to have a media kit, but whenever you went to conferences or to companies, they had to put you up in a hotel. They had to provide your meals. As technology took over, more and more people started using GoToMeeting to do their training. Eventually, Google started setting up Google Hangouts. And when you went to GoToMeeting, the maximum number of things that you could do was have 1,000 people in the virtual room. But if you use Google Hangouts, and let me back up, GoToMeeting, when you have 1,000 people in there, you will pay $500 a month just to be able to use GoToMeeting. When you do a Google Hangout, it's free, and you can have thousands and thousands of people viewing you at the same time. And if people wanted to ask you questions on a GoToWebinar, they had to hit a icon where they would raise their hand and then you would recognize them. On a Google Hangout, you can actually view 10 people at maximum at a time. And each person can come on, ask a question, you can answer it, they leave, someone else comes on. So you can actually do individual training even in a Google Hangout. So you see, every industry has to adapt to what is going on at the time with technology. And technology is ever changing. How you use that, how you incorporate that into your business is a very important aspect. And also that as a professional trainer or coach, as teaching people about careers, What do I have to do? I have to become known as an expert. And what happened, even back when I started 30 years ago, the only option was you published a book. So you had to be self-published. And that meant you had to pay a company to be willing to publish your book. And then you had to have so many books printed up. And then you had to go out and pretty much market it yourself. Today, with the internet, you can go on e-zine articles, or you can go and create blogs, and you can take and write as many articles as you want on your topic and become known as an expert or an authority. But you know what? You can take those articles and you can repurpose those and create multiple streams of income, because you can create an ebook, you can create a training, you can even create videos. And what happens is all of that becomes viral today in what we do in business. So not all airlines take this one service, multiple streams approach. For example, Southwest Airlines targets the bargain hunting traveler. This traveler wants the least expensive seat, even if it means standing in line and not getting served any food. To add some multiple streams of income, Southwest sells food to you that you can purchase a more expensive business select ticket, which allows you to board the plane first. When considering which approach is best for your business, consider the following question. What other products and services complement your main product or service? How likely are clients or customers to want to get those additional items from me? How large and how stable is my main target market? So just like any other business, with your business, you need to consider these questions as well. And let's go over them again. What other products and services complement your main product or service? Are clients, customers, to want to get those additional items from you? How large and how stable is your main target market? I recommend building multiple streams into your initial business model, even if you aren't going to launch them for a year or two after you start your business. And all of these things are things that we need to look at. And as I was talking about with multiple streams of income, you want to avoid making mistakes when it comes to establishing multiple streams of income. And for so many people, they just don't think about what it is that they should do about creating multiple streams of income. For instance, as a professional speaker, I need to have a website. And that website talks about my services. And let's compare how I can do what I do on a website as opposed to having to put together a media kit and setting up training and how I did that. That, you know what? You previously, 30 years ago, when you wanted to do training, you had to go and rent a room at a hotel. You had to also provide snacks during the day and a break for lunch. And you had to incorporate that into your price. So that what happens was, for so many people, what did they do? That, and you know, when you travel from city to city, then what happened was you ended up taking time away from your family. Technology has allowed us to do the same thing and still have family time. When a speaker would go and travel to conferences or go to work for a training company, what happened was, yes, they were guaranteed $250 a day, but they also had to be good salespeople because they had products at the back of the room that also emphasized and built on what the training was about by professional speakers. And these were the Nightingale Conan Company products. And what they did was the more you sold, the higher your percentage, the more you can make a day. But if you did not have the ability to be a good seller, then you may not make more than a $50 bonus. And yeah, that's a $300 a day, but let's consider how many hours that $300 a day meant, because you were getting up at 6, 7 in the morning. You were going to that room. You were making sure that the speaker system worked. You had to make sure that you had all the books that you needed. You had to give that 8-hour presentation. Then you had to break down the session. You had to take what was left over of the book, put, pack them, and ship them. And then you had to get in the car and drive to the next city. Well, what happened was, you, wherever you were working on Monday, you would fly into on Sunday night. Then on Friday night, you would fly home. So that meant that you only had like 1.5 days off. And they may say you have 10 days that you work a month, but it could end up being a 3 weeks out of a month or 4 weeks out of a month. Well, that, and you were putting in long days, so unless you could easily sell back in the room and make a minimum of $1,000 commission on sales, then it was a tough job. That's why so many of these training companies would often have people who would quit after a couple of months because they just couldn't take the time and the travel. Well, you know, today, when you set it up as a Google Hangout or you set it up even on, post it on YouTube, you can do the training and it goes viral. You don't have to be there and people can listen to it over and over and over again. And it can create sales for you even months later when you have gone on to selling a different product. So even though a lot of people dislike technology, dislike the internet, it still has improved how we do business today. It has made us a truly global economy. And remember, think about how airlines create multiple streams of income, or even Starbucks, how they create multiple streams of income. And when you think of all of those things and put them all together, then you know what? Then you too can create multiple streams of income. It's just a matter of understanding how to utilize everything that is going on in today's marketplace and understanding how you can create it. Think about your business and the type of business that you have, or if you are looking at a company that is has an affiliate program or a distributorship program. Look at the product. Look how it can be created into multiple streams of income. Or if you know someone that's in a business that may be similar to yours or a little bit different, but they can use the product that what you doing, and that's what they're talking about, looking at different markets, because especially when you have products that are a software that help people with marketing, because when you market today, you got to be able to understand how to create things like banner pages or, shortcuts to a page. Or if you are on, say, Facebook and you're posting articles, or you want to utilize any social media like Twitter or even like Google+, then you need, there is a way to link all of these things together so that it becomes a cross-market of promotion. And what products are out there that provide all of these things as one unit so that you don't have to go and purchase an autoresponder from one company or a blogging service from another company or create a fan page or a way of collecting names and email addresses to build a relationship. Because if you understand how to use social media correctly, then and become friends with people and interact with them on a regular basis, so when the time comes that you have a product that they can use, then it helps and puts you in a situation where you can sell your service or your product to them. And today, how we do business is so different than we have did business 30 years ago. And what has happened is the generation, the millennial generation, those are the children that were born in the 80s and grew up with access to computers, with access to the internet. They understand better than the baby boomers and Generation Y and Generation X how to create and build and market using the internet. They are the people who can create the software. They're the software designers. They're the ones who are in demand. So, and the thing is that if you look at the education market, they do not teach you about entrepreneurship or working or understanding how the job market has changed. Their theory is to still teach you to go to work for the corporation and expect to have a job for life. And that actually ended with the baby boomers in the 90s, because I have friends who lost their job with IBM, and it was right about the time of the changeover into the new century, and people were afraid that their computers would lock down or just shut down. And you had some people that were actually making money going there and teaching you how, or coming in to repair your computers and set it up so that it wouldn't crash. And it was also the beginning of the dot-com era, so that people were not sure, and they were afraid. And you had people making a lot of money doing something on someone else's fear. Well, you can't do that, but you can create a relationship, and you can do the things that will help you build a successful business and establish multiple streams of income. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and sign up for both individual and group coaching and learn how you also can create multiple streams of income.